Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
So it does a picture of two kids lying on their backs, prone on the ground.
Yep.
Surrounded by toys, as kids tend to be in their kind of toy rooms. But what's brilliant is the caption, which is, a woman told her daughters that their glow-in-the-dark pajamas, and look, we all buy our kids these kind of things, glow-in-the-dark pajamas, shoes that light up.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things you buy. Oh, look at your socks, they've got unicorns on them, whatever it is.
Didn't know you could buy glow-in-the-dark pajamas.
Yes, it's a thing. Wow. Yeah.
Things in the dark.
So little bits on them. Now, obviously, they're not like super glowy, but just like the little drawings and whatever. So, the woman told her daughters that the glow-in-the-dark pajamas need to be charged in the light and they can't move while they're charging. So they're lying down with the light on in their bedroom, like waiting to go to bed. Presumably, the mom is able then to tidy up the toys that are around the place, get the bags sorted for school tomorrow, you know, possibly even make the lunches and put them in the fridge. All the while, it's like, don't forget to lie down and charge your glow-in-the-dark pajamas. And obviously, they don't know that as soon as you turn the light off, it's just going to glow no matter what. Oh, it's just
that
so
is a
genius.
Hack.
It is a hack and a half, Maria. It is a great spot. But it got us talking this morning about things that our parents told us when we were small, or things we might, as parents, tell our kids when they're small. And Emer, tell everybody the spoon game, please.
Yes, so Mam Shan, as I like to call her, had a great solution to when I would wake up. So maybe Dad would go to work early and I'd hop into bed next to them. And of course, I'd be chattering away, you know, Mammy, what do you think about this? And she invented the game called the spoon game. Simple premise. We would pretend we would lie straight in the bed, close our eyes, and pretend that we were spoons in the drawer. And we had to stay quiet because we didn't want to get picked to be plunged into the freezing cold bowl of cornflakes. We'd have to lie there as quietly and as stilly as possible for as long as we could. And I was little girl spoon. It was Mammy Spoon. When Niall came along, my brother, he was Niall Spoon. And we would lie there and wait and wait and wait. And, you know, who knows how much time would pass. Presumably, we'd just fall back asleep.
And your mother immediately goes back to sleep.
Well, she definitely did fall back asleep, yeah. So we'd lie there. And years later, I said to her, God, that's such a wholesome game we used to play. She's like, oh no, I just want you to shut up and go to sleep. That was all. Like,
that is genius.
Yeah, it is genius.
Like, and I love the element of that game where it's like, no, you want, not because you can easily just go, look, be a spoon in a drawer and lie down and lie still.
Yeah.
But be a spoon in a drawer that does not want to be chosen to be the plunged spoon. That's
also
the element.
Also giving life skills when you don't want to get picked to, like, play whatever is happening in PE.
I've gotten out of tons of sports things
you just
over
lie
the years.
On your back and hope
that but then you think they're really weird, so they don't choose you for the team anyway. It works out grand.
I would have picked you out of spite. I would have gone, first pick that girl lying
Spoonie
down.
Spoonie over there, get up.
Spoonie Shannon, you're on my team.
No, it's not my nickname.
Marie, what was the one about ice cream trucks that you took?
There was two games my mum used to play. One was who can stay quietest the longest.
Okay, that means that's a standard.
We had a noisy house.
Yeah, so good.
And the other one was when the ice cream van, you know, you'd hear it coming down the road with the little jingle. And my mum used to tell us that that was because he'd run out of ice cream. He'd put on the music to tell everybody that he'd run out of ice cream.
I'm not for sale, we're not for sale, Jose.
Cynthia's a genius. Your mother knew exactly what
he
was
stopping
doing.
Outside, Mom, if he has no ice cream?
He's just telling them he has no ice cream. They don't know about the song.
They're buying drinks of water and other boring things.
It does work for a while.
It does, absolutely. Pat Egan says, our mom told us our belly button was for vinegar when we eat chips in bed. Well, if you think that's the best belly button story you're going to hear today, you're wrong, because isn't it, Siobhan?
Our one in our house was that, and I don't know why, maybe we were dreadful for playing with our belly buttons, but we used to be told if you play with your belly button, your bum would fall off. So we never played with our belly buttons.
Yes. In fact, there's so many belly button ones going in. There's another one in from Roland who said the same thing. My daddy said if you pick your belly button, your arse would fall off. I mean, I don't know what the fear of your arse falling off was. Like, it's not even possible.
I don't think you want any part of yourself to fall off.
Probably true. But Dean Cork says, my lovely dad told me if I put a Phillips screwdriver into my belly button and turned it round and round, my bottom would fall off. It's a very specific thing for him to be trying to get you not
unless
to do.
Unless it's something she did, you know.
Put a screwdriver in there and start twisting it. Yeah, maybe. Orla is a Dublin 15 and she says, Dave, When I was small, my nanny used to tell us that if you sat on a wall or on the ground, you'd get a, in inverted commas, cold in your kidneys. I still say to my children now.
Yeah, we were told that. But is that not a thing?
No.
I still believe that.
No, it's not a thing.
Do you get a kidney infection if you sit on the cold ground?
No, absolutely not. You get a kidney infection if you're prone to getting kidney infections and you're run down and other things involved. But sitting on cold ground, you're not going to get a cold in your kidneys, that's for sure. That is an amazing text. There's no name on it, but I would just love to explore the psychoanalysis of this. There was a lad I was friends with who was 11 before he found out he didn't have a brother in the army who he was threatened with if he was bald. Wait a minute. Was he threatened that the brother in the army would come home and shoot him, or was he threatened that he would also be sent to the army if he's... I don't know which side of the...
Maybe sent to the army.
Oh my God, it's so amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Well, like, that's so cruel. It's so cruel.
He had this brother he never spoke to.
John O'Grady says, I was always told growing up that I would get a motorbike the first Sunday that there was no mass. Well, roll on the pandemic. Did I get one? No. Not even a dinky toy, says John.
There were still webcams, John, in lockdown.
Hi, Dave. My mother used to tell us that if we touched something dirty that we'd get a disease called pitopopsy. And for years, I thought this was real. And I looked it up. I Googled it one day when I was at work in my 30s and I realised there was no such thing as pitopopsy. Rang my mother, said to her, by the way, there's no such thing as pitopopsy. She said, yeah, I know, but it stopped you picking up dirty things.
You see, I suppose it's the result that matters. Ultimately, your mother made you not pick up filthy things.
Until she, like, she'd obviously gone all the way through school and now she works. And she Googled in work, so that's recent.
Yeah, definitely recent. Pitopopsy. Lara's got a great one. This one's from outside of Ireland. I love these kinds of ones that are a little bit different.
Hi there. My mother used to tell us that if we left our bicycle outside overnight, they'd be eaten by locusts, so we had to put them in the shed. And it dawned on me about 5 years later, when I was about 13 or 14, that I don't really know if locusts could eat metal or not, but our shed gate was made out of metal and it was had these huge wide bars that the locusts could fit through anyway. But anyway, that's what our mother used to tell us, to put our bicycles away.
Well, again, if it's successful and get the kids to put the bikes away, I'm happy enough with that.
And then you're in the habit. By the time you figure it out, you're in the habit of doing it, and sure then...
You never leave them out.
Yeah.
Dave Murphy's in Sagard this morning. How are you, Dave?
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Good, good, good. What were you told as a kid?
Oh, Jesus. We used to go, you know, the Sunday drive back in the 80s, and the old lad would have a couple of pints back in the days when you'd have a few pints on Sunday afternoon, and we'd always kind of... Win and go, myself, my brother Noel, he'd go, there's a Coke for you, and there's a Coke for you now as well, and there's a pack of peanuts each. And then he'd say to you, whoever makes the peanuts last the longest gets another Coke. For us two competitive dopes that we were, at 10 o'clock at night going, do you have any peanuts? Yeah, I have a peanut. Do you have?
Amazing.
And go on. And he was obviously, we get no Coke.
Or more peanuts. Cool, but that's it.
So that's it. You were well out of the pub, but you were still trying to hang on to the last peanut.
Oh, yeah, just competitive brothers, you know, 2 years in the difference, trying to do one over on each other. I knew exactly what he was doing. He was a gangster.
I'll tell you, what a smart man he is. That's brilliant. Thank you so much for that, Dave.
Cheers,
all right, see you later. Bye-bye. Dave, I used to bring my nieces to the pet shop and told them it was Castlebar Zoo. My oldest niece wanted a rabbit, so I told her you had to be 10 to own a rabbit, and then I got her a toy rabbit for her 10th birthday, says Josephine in Mayo. Absolutely amazing. Caroline's been in touch as well.
I remember when I was very young, living, growing up in the country, being told that that thunder was actually just the cows running on the hills across the way that we could see. That they were just running, and that was the noise of them making their footprints on as they ran across the hill, so that we wouldn't be scared of the thunder.
That's a nice one, in fairness, trying to make you not scared of thunder. Emily says, Dave, my mother used to tell me if I didn't make my bed in the morning, then little dust people would come and lay on the bed and make a home for themselves, and I'd be at school. And when I come back, there would be no more room for me to sleep, as they would steal my bed and take it over. Amazing. The Aquadome is closed on weekends, Maura says. Her bad parents told her. Anita says, if you misbehave on the plane, you get strapped to the wing. Oh, my God. That's genius. We need to tell everybody that.
But you see, my kids push it to Well, let's see if it actually is.
Yeah, modern day kids are a lot more.
And then he can't
cynical.
Go through with it, so it's. Yeah.
And then Lorraine says, when my teenager was a toddler, I used to tell him that roasted parsnips were chips. To this day, he still doesn't like chips. I remember my man told. So Popeye, the sailor man, who's a big, strong man, used to get strong when he ate a can of spinach. Imagine how gross canned pickle spinach would have been. Anyway, he ate his spinach, his muscles grew, he could take on Brutus and win olive oil. That was his love, he wanted to. Yeah. And my mum used to tell me, what she did one day was, she gave me cabbage. When I was a kid, I didn't like cabbage. It was gross. I'm not eating this, whatever. So the next time she gave me cabbage, she put it in a tin, like took the baked beans thing off or whatever, put it in and said, there's a tin of spinach, like Popeye. And I was like, what? And I'd be like, Popeye, you got big muscles and punch Brutus in the face. So I literally started slugging the cabbage out of the thing, and I hated it, but I did it because I was waiting on my muscles to get big. I did it, I'd say, like, for years. It was only when I was older I copped on. I was like, this isn't spinach.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
We used to have to tell my nephew, he'd eat chicken.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't really eat, you know, other meats fish or anything. So we used to have to tell him that fish was special chicken. So he'd say, what's for dinner today? Was chicken today? Tomorrow you're having special chicken. He'd be like, yes.
Yes.
But it would just be fish.
Amazing. And Mary says, my mum used to tell us if we back answered her when we sat in the toilet, a hand would come up and pull us down into it.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.